Have you ever had a project that needed to be done, such as landscaping, but you didn't know who you could trust to give you a fair price and honest work? Thanks to AngiesList.com, you can find reviews for various businesses to help you find the right person to hire when you need them. Use promo code AMBER and you save 25% off your membership at AngiesList.com. Now you can have the peace of mind when trying to find a pediatrician or a landscaper, all thanks to AngiesList.com. And remember, use promo code AMBER for 25% off your membership.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like, out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm so excited you guys joined in today because I have a special guest joining me on the show. You may be familiar with her because I've read an excerpt from her book. It's June Volk joining me today, and her book is called The God Who Answers by Fire, A Jewish Saga. But before we get to her, I want to make just a couple of announcements. If you'd be so kind, log on to my website at AmberMayShow.com. There's a survey page. If you would be so kind to fill out that survey, that would be such a great help to me, and I would really, really appreciate that. And if you believe in what I'm doing and would like to see this program grow, consider becoming a partner with me. Stop by my donation page and help support what I'm doing if you believe in what I'm doing and if it has touched your heart. If you want to contact me, write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Once again, that's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385, or on the web at amber@ambermayshow.com. Well, with no further ado, let's welcome June Volk to the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Amber.
You know, your book truly has bless me. I mean, I tell people about your book that don't even know you. And I said, I met this Jewish lady who didn't know God before. And I wish I had an encounter the way she did the night she accepted Christ into her heart. And I just wish I had that supernatural. But I mean, not everyone has to have that experience. But man, just to see God by fire is so amazing. You just like Moses got to, you got to experience that similarly, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your salvation experience, because you are Jewish. You are a Jewish woman.
I came from more of a Reformed conservative background. Shelley came from an Orthodox background, okay, which I explain in the book. Well, Amber, Shelley and I were married 10 years. He was an executive vice president of a stock brokerage firm, and we had a lot of money, three beautiful children, and Shelley was very happy in his career, and our children really enjoyed their affluent life, but there was a void in my life, Amber, and I didn't understand it. And Shelley's younger brother was an intellectual. He went out to Berkeley, California with four Jewish friends, and in the course of 1 year, all four friends came to the knowledge of Yeshua, of Jesus being the Messiah for Israel, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And Paul came back from Berkeley to New York to tell Shelley's family of his newfound faith. And when he told his parents were Orthodox, they got so upset they walked out of the house. And Shelley picked up Susie out of her high chair, took our two boys by the hands, and spit on the floor and walked out. And
now let me pause there, because I know Shelley today. I can't imagine this happening, because he loves Jesus, Yeshua, so much. But when you think about it, I have to go back to pre-Yeshua, and what is that like for a Jewish person to come across that Jesus as the Messiah? I mean, how come he reacted that way? Help us understand that.
Well, for 2,000 years, Amber, the first century church were all Jews. You know, it wasn't until God gave Peter the vision on the rooftop to go to Cornelius's house that the gospel went out to the Gentiles. That was the first family. And could you imagine these Jewish men going to Cornelius's house, a righteous Gentile, to tell them that Jesus is the Son of God, and Cornelius begins to speak in a heavenly language. Could you imagine these Jewish men? I mean, today, there are so many people that don't believe that a heavenly heavenly language is available today. So could you imagine as a Christian going to a Jew and telling a Jew, and then a Jew start praying in a heavenly language? I mean, exactly. Well, you know, for Shelley, he would walk on the other side of the street if there was a church. And Jesus, a Jew is taught, has nothing to do with a Jew. As a matter of fact, I didn't know Jesus was Jewish until after I got saved. I didn't know that Jesus was born King of the Jews or died King of the Jews until after I came to know Jesus as my Messiah and the Son of God. So for Shelley and for his parents, it was like Paul was such a traitor to everything that has to do with our people, not understanding and knowing that Jesus is the King of the Jews. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he's going to reign as the greater David in Jerusalem, you know, that never changes, that he will be throughout eternity the King of the Jews, as well as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So Shelley left me in the house alone, Amber, and I found myself feeling sorry for Paul. And Paul read a lot of scriptures to me, and I honestly didn't hear any of them. They just went over my head. But he asked me a question that arrested me. And that question was, June, do you believe that God exists? And the reason why it came to my attention and I was stuck on that question is because our oldest son, Scott, had come home from Hebrew school about 3 weeks before then. I was washing dishes and he asked me, he said, Mom, do you believe that God exists? And you know, you can't lie to your child. And so I thought, what am I going to say to him? And I just remember saying, you know, Scotty, I don't know.
Let me pause you right there, because when I read that in your book, I was stunned. And I was stunned because I thought all Jewish people automatically believe that there is a God because they're the people of the book, they're God's chosen people. And when you said that in your book, it floored me. Like, I really had no idea that some Jewish people really don't know if there is a God.
Well, I knew that if there was a God, it was the God of Israel. I knew the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was the only true God, but I didn't know if he exists. And the truth of the matter, Amber, is whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, whether you go to synagogue or church, you really can't know that God exists until you come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. And so I answered my son by saying, you know, Scotty, I don't know. I hope there is. And I told Paul the very same thing. And he asked me to describe how I pictured God, which I did. And he said something to me that, again, arrested my attention. He said, you know, June, you don't have to believe me about Jesus. If you really want to know the truth, you can ask God, for so it is written, anyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so going home from New York to Connecticut was an hour and a half ride. And I tried to talk to the boys about God, and Shelley got very upset with me. And so I stopped talking. The children fell asleep. And when we got home, I put the children to bed and I was exhausted. Shelley was exhausted and we went to sleep. And I woke up that night in the middle of the night. And I knew before I went to bed that night that one day I would ask God if Jesus were his son, if he was the Son of God. And I didn't know it was going to be that night. In the middle of the night, I was awakened by a bad dream, my last bad dream, Amber. And I sat up in bed and it woke Shelley. He took my hand. He said, are you all right? And I said I was, but you know how you feel after a bad dream? You sort of can't fall back to sleep. And so I laid back down on the pillow for a long while. I just laid there. And then I thought to myself, this is as good a time as any. Why not call out to God to see if Jesus were his son? You know, Jews don't believe that God had a son, even though in the Old Testament, in Psalm 2, it tells us very clearly that we need to honor the heir, H-E-I-R, or the son. It's right there in Psalm 2. And so in many other scriptures and the prophets, you know, it indicates the holiness and the deity of God in the first.
Even in Genesis, it said, let us make man in our own image. which right there signifies that there is more than just the one God. Of course, it's one God, but there's three parts to God, we find out as we read the scriptures. But he's talking to, I'm sure, Jesus, because in John we realize right away, because he refers back to Genesis, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Exactly, and we see the Holy Spirit, too, where it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, that's tohu bohu, never used together again in the entire scriptures, because it's such chaos, it was just so chaotic, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the waters. And then we see in verse 26, which you said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And what's interesting, Amber, is that when Adam was created, it said he created him, male and female. He created them. But all you saw was one man. But within Adam was Eve. Mm-hmm. And so he created him, male and female, he created them, and that's in the image of God. And so I, of course, didn't know the scriptures that night. I didn't know anything about the Bible, but what I did know, Amber, was that the God that I wanted to know was the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the scriptures that I didn't even know. I didn't know the scriptures, but I knew that if there was a God, the only true God was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And that's the God I called out to that night. And I said, Father, if you can hear me, please answer me. Was Jesus your son? I said, Father, please, I really want to know if Jesus was your son. And with that, Amber, there was a window by my bed, and there was a shade, and fire started to go around the shade, and I looked and I thought, what's happening? You know, it's fire and the shade's not being consumed. And then the fire went all around the borders and encircled the entire room, and it was like tongues of fire. And I felt an extreme pressure on top of my head, and in my mind I was thinking, June, this is just your imagination. I felt chills going up and down my legs, and I was thinking, June, this is just your imagination. And I felt something enter me and clean up everything inside of me. And as I was thinking, June, this is just your imagination, my tongue started to gyrate up and down uncontrollably, Amber, and out of my mouth were coming words that I didn't know. I never heard them, and I wasn't saying them. And those words were, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And Amber, that prayer was repeated threefold times, and the third time it was as if my whole being was praying the prayer as the words were coming out of my mouth. And after the prayer was said the third time, the pressure left my head and the fire left the room the same way as it came in, but I was different. And I knew it. I knew that I knew that I knew that God was alive, and I knew that Jesus was his son. And I just asked the Lord one more thing that night, and I said, please, Father, let Shelley know the truth, for without him, I'm nothing. And 3 days later, Shelley's brother Paul came to visit.
We're going to pick up that story next week, so you're going to have to tune in. But if someone's interested in how to get a copy of your book, where do they go?
Well, you can go to www.junevolk.com. And you can order a book, or Amazon as well carries my book. And I was commissioned to write it, Amber, and it's not as much a story about me and Shelley and our family, but it's about the faithfulness of God in good times and in bad times. And I encourage every listener to get a copy, because I know it has helped a lot of people and changed a lot of people's lives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program this week. Remember, you're going to want to join me next week, because we're going to pick up right where we left off, because we got to know, how does this new newly found believer in Yeshua deal with a husband who didn't believe? So remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.